about this expression. If you were, if you ever use the word common about a person, say so-and-so just as common as he can be, what would you mean by that?
Well, he's just a common, ordinary person, is what they call him.
Just an average type of person. Or say if you knew a person who was about 95, but still could get around pretty well and do his own work and cooking, you might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Well, if it'd be a good old man or a good old lady.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people say, well, so-and-so is still mighty spry?
Yeah, I've heard them talk about that too. There's an old nigger died up here at Hope last week at 111 years old.
I saw that in the paper, or he's on the radio.
They had a party for him every year on his birthday.
I guess so. That's a cause for celebration if I live that long.
But I remember quite a write up about his last birthday, his 111th birthday.
Well, what about, say, a man who makes up his mind about something and who just won't change it? Whether he's right or wrong, you'd say he's mighty...
Bullheaded, iron-headed, or... But there's an old liquor woman up here in Washington right now that she's 105, had both legs amputated, and just her... niece was in to pay her telephone bill the other day, and she said the old lady was just as cheery as she could be.
Goodness.
She's 105 years old.
That's incredible, somebody to be in that shape. Say somebody who caught a bad cold, if it affects their voice, they say they're a little bit...
They got the croup.
Got the croup.
Yeah, or strep throat.
Say somebody who can hardly hear at all, you say they're just about stone...
deaf. Thief.
Thief.
Stone deaf.
You see people get these places on the skin, there's usually kind of like a white spot right in the middle and it's red around that?
Well, that's sometimes it was called rising. I've had my share of them.
Is that the same thing as what some people call boil?
Well, yeah, either one, rising or boil. And it was a carbuncle.
Yeah.
Now that there was where the infection got around the bone. Mm. And you had to wait till it either had to be opened up by surgery where they cut the stripping around the bone, or just let it stay there till it finally broke through. My granddaddy had one on his back. That's one of these old saddle blankets, you know, these old big dollar bills. You've seen them, haven't you? Before they were bigger than the dollar bill we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And they referred to them after they got to making the size we got now, the saddle blanket dollars. Or saddle blanket bills, because they were so big. But there was quite a bit bigger than these bills that we have now. And this one on his back, you just laid one of them bills and straightened it out in it when it finally opened up and all that old poison come out.
Mm. Mm. Well, we're talking about boils or risins. That white stuff that you mash out with?
That's pus.
Oh, that's
corruption.
Or say if I cut my finger, something, the brown liquid I might put on it to prevent infection.
Well, they were used iodine, and then there was they used turpentine, which is a fine product. It's clear, and they used